1 Kings 21, verses 27 to 29. This takes on really from verse 24. Elijah has just delivered the most solemn, judgmental sermon, declaration to Ahab. In verses 25 and 26, we have a summary of the life of Ahab. But it really takes on again at verse 27. When Ahab heard these words, these judgmental declarations, this solemn judgment from God about death and all the trouble that will come upon Ahab and Jezebel because of their wickedness. When Ahab heard these words, he tore his clothes, put on sackcloth and fasted. He lay in sackcloth and went around meekly. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite. Have you noticed how Ahab has humbled himself before me? Because he has humbled himself, I will not bring this disaster in his day, but I will bring it on his house in the days of his son. 1 Kings 21, 27 to 29. Ahab, you never know. You can never tell. But I'm going to deal with this passage in two discourses. So this is part one. Let us look at what we have here. First, I would say, preaching of Elijah, this solemn declaration, this confrontational preaching of Elijah really had an effect. It really had an effect upon Ahab. You'll get a similar thing with Manasseh. You see, Ahab is a stiff-necked man. He slams the door. He not only just shut the door against God, he slams the door and he bolts it against God, against Elijah. That's been the track record of this man. He has refused God. He has been defiant. He's murdered. He's gone along with murder to get his own way. He's been petulant. He's been a spoiled brat. He's rejected God and his word. And yet at this time, like Manasseh, you'll find in 2 Chronicles 33, like Manasseh, hearing the word of God, there is some effect here. So these hardened men can be brought to fall. You see, the taller, the harder they come, the harder they fall. And Ahab was affected by this preaching. It is a tremendous encouragement to every preacher to go on. You never know. There might be a rejection the first time, the second time. He might go on rejecting, but you can never tell. This man just didn't attend the preaching. He didn't just hear it, as it were. He actually listened to it. You see, it had an effect. Ahab didn't leave this preaching going out talking about the weather or the latest recipe or what was on the television or the football match or the baseball game or whatever it is for these people. That's what I see very often. That's what I get, not just for myself, but for many others. Immediately it goes from speaking of Christ and the gospel and the conviction of sin and heaven and hell and all these themes. What does it go to? Well, it's a lovely day, isn't it? What was on the telly last night? What will be there tomorrow? What's for lunch? All that kind of stuff. No, this discourse from Elijah had an effect upon Ahab. He didn't go out giggling and joking and talking and thinking about other things. He really was convicted, and he was silent. He put on sackcloth. He tore his clothes. He put on sackcloth. He fasted. He lay in sackcloth and went around meekly or quietly, subdued. God had affected this man through the preaching of Elijah. This, again, is a tremendous encouragement to people like me. The word may have failed time and time again, it seems, to reach people. The preaching may not have had any effect, but one never knows. This next discourse might just be the one that pierces the armor. So the preaching had an effect, and the effect was that it really did change Ahab in this way. He was a different man. He went around meekly, quietly. He wasn't rejecting and throwing his weight about and being petulant now. He was subdued. And God saw it. God knows the effect it has. I've seen it. In fact, Elijah, it seems to me, had not really spotted it or had seen it. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite. Have you noticed how Ahab has humbled himself before me? He has humbled himself. And God was merciful to him because he saw it and he knew. The next point then is God sees it. He knows. Do you know God is the listener to every sermon I preach? He sees all my books. He knows and hears and reads everything I write. He knows and hears everything I preach. God sees you, my friend. He knows every book you read. Every sermon you hear, every scripture you read, and God sees the effect. You know, God looks on the heart, man looks on the outward, yes, but God sees. God knows what's going on. He knows the Ahabs and he knows the Elijahs. And he knows that Ahab is serious here and B means business. And the fourth note here is that God is merciful to him. I will not bring the judgment upon Ahab. It will come upon his son, yes, but it will not come upon Ahab. You see, God is merciful here. Matthew Henry said about the thieves on the cross, you remember, that there were two thieves on the cross with Christ on their crosses. One was saved and one was not. That is to teach us, he said, not to despair. There can be those late repentances and turnings, but not to presume. One was saved, but one was lost. So it encourages, but it teaches us not to presume. What can we learn from Ahab's response here? Elijah's preaching had an effect. The effect was a very real effect and an outward change in this man, Ahab. This bitter, hardened man was broken, and God saw it, and God was merciful. And if I could leave it there, my friend, it would be all a very wonderful thought and discourse. But I said in the beginning, I want to take two bites at this cherry. Ahab, you never know, part one. But there is a part two, and to get the full picture, you should listen again to the next discourse. Yes, the preaching had an effect, and the effect was real, and God saw it, and God was merciful. So I want to encourage every unbeliever listening to me. You may have rejected Christ time and time again, but come now, my friend. God is still merciful. And in this gospel day, I can tell you that the door of his mercy stands open all day to the poor and the needy who knock by the way. Jesus ready stands to save you. Come unto me, he says, come. However many times you have refused, come. I would encourage every preacher. You preach time and again with no success. Do not despair, my brother. My sister, as you've tried to witness, do not despair. Go on spreading the gospel. You never can tell which sowing will prosper. Remember the Ecclesiastes? Sow at all times. You can never tell which sowing will prosper. May God bless our ministry. May God bless this little discourse. And may it convict and convert sinners. May it encourage sinners to repent and believe. And may it encourage all who want to go on serving Christ. Every brother and sister, I hope, to go on again. Go labor on. You never know. You never know. God can still be merciful, even to the hardest and hardest and hardest of sinners. God can still be merciful. God delights to show mercy. Who is a pardoning God like thee, or who has grace so rich and free? So let us learn from Ahab and his response here. May God bless this discourse. Amen.